The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those winning mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive.
Yes, we can.
Country folks can survive.
Here we are, surviving up here in North Dakota. This is your country boy, James Kelso. And all you country boys and country gals out there, and that's what we all are, even if you're living in the city, because that's what Hank Williams Jr. is talking about right there. That's what he's calling us. He's calling us. We're the citizens of our country. We're the country folk. Hey, welcome to the Trump Phenomenon. I'm your host for a brief hour together. This is live radio, made plain every couple of minutes with some new error that I dream up, some new way of messing up live radio. And here you are. You're here to fix it with your great phone calls, 800-313-9443. You can bail me out with your great insights and accurate facts, 800-313-9443. And cogent facts, getting right to the nub of the issue, right to the point. Today, another great day in the... Oh, I'll give you the date. I knew I forgot something. Let me slide my glasses further down my nose. My little boy stepped on my current prescription of glasses, so I'm using one from years ago. He should have seen my glasses after he stepped on them. February 21st, 2020. And another great day in the Trump era, and a day in the history of the Trump movement, the Trump phenomenon. And Donald Trump, what did he do today? he was scheduled to be giving a leading a rally tonight at 8 o'clock in Las Vegas, which would have been, that would be, we'd be playing that live right now. But get this, just to give you a measure, and Donald Trump was marveling at this today. Business in the White House, pressing business involving, you know, world trade and important negotiations had to be taken care of tonight in the White House. So Donald Trump was able to reschedule with no notice whatsoever. He informed the people of Las Vegas and Nevada, and you know, people drove from California and you name it, everywhere, that the rally was not going to be at 8 p.m. tonight. It was going to be at noon. Have you ever heard of such a thing? Have you ever heard of a band changing the schedule on their show from 8 p.m. to noon with no notice? impossible. Guess what? Donald Trump held his rally today at noon. The arena was packed. People outside couldn't get in. They'd been there since the night before, just as they were the day before in Colorado Springs, where they stood outside in 10-degree weather in huge wind chill. I don't know what the wind chill must have been. Stood all night waiting to see Donald Trump yesterday. So a beautiful rally tonight. I'll play little bits and pieces of it for you here tonight. I took notes through it, and I've got those here in front of me, looking through my old glasses, which to make them work, they have to be way down at the end of my nose. But, you know, in the last couple of years, probably my nose has grown a little bit longer. So as my eyes get weaker, my nose gets longer, and it all works out. Here we go. Let me go through here my highlight papers here. What did he do tonight? Let me look for something that really will grab you. He said things you're very familiar with. We're finally putting America first. And here's a nice one. Listen to this. Let me have him say this, because it's so much better than here having me say it, attempting to say it. Here he is. Let's listen in to the president today.
Why should you have nuclear waste in your backyard? Why should you have nuclear waste in your backyard? I won't say which countries, but you know what other countries do? I will not say which ones. They put it on a ship. They float it out into the middle of the ocean. They find a nice deep spot. They dump it. That's the end of it. But we would never do that for environmental reasons. We are reversing decades. So Yucca Mountain, you're okay, please. Okay. Just relax.
Now, what he's talking about there, folks, is that Nevada, which has very little political power, has become a dumping ground or a prospective dumping ground for spent nuclear fuel or nuclear waste. And Nevadans are not too happy about that. That's Yucca Mountain that he's referring to. But the president says, hey, we're not going to dump this crap in your state. Don't worry, Nevada.
You have somebody, Sheldon, do you have somebody in your newspaper back there who can write? Yucca Mountain, please. He'll call up. Yucca Mountain is okay. That's the end of that. That's the end of that. So Yucca Mountain, you're in great shape. Maybe they can finally report it properly. But we're reversing decades of calamitous trade policies. For years, Washington politicians took money from lobbyists, global corporations and corrupt special interests to ship our jobs and factories and all of this stuff and all of this wealth. They stole our wealth. They shipped it overseas and to other countries. America lost 1 in 4 manufacturing jobs following the twin disasters of NAFTA and China's entrance into the WTO, the World Trade Organization.
That was Bill Clinton's work. letting China, Red China, which previously trade with Red China was forbidden. We didn't have any trade with Red China. Then Bill Clinton puts him in the front row, preferred status.
Probably an even worse deal for us than NAFTA, if that's possible. But under my administration, the great betrayal of America is over. America is no longer for sale.
That gives you the feeling for the rally there. That was it. That was a nice moment. But the whole rally from start to finish was wonderful. And let me find another good point for you here. He let loose on the media. He listen to this. He gets real specific with these media people. And here's an example of that here. I may not hit it exactly, but it's coming up. It's right around in here.
Well, that didn't have good ratings. And business is a very simple business. If you have good ratings, you can treat them like garbage. If you have bad ratings, you can say, sir, I really respect you so much. Get out of here. Get them out of my office. They're very ruthless people. But Comcast is a rotten company.
Now he's referring to his show, The Apprentice, which went to number one, as a reality show and as a business show, went to number one. But now he's talking about Comcast. Now Comcast carried his show, which owns NBC. Now he's talking about Comcast today. And watch what he says. It's brutal. It's wonderful. This is great. This stings. And remember, Comcast has their cameras turned on while he's saying this, so this might be going out over their networks, which is precisely the idea.
Out of my own. They're very ruthless people. But Comcast is a rotten company. They forgot totally, and they are worse than CNN. I will tell you that right now. Comcast is worse than CNN. We should call it Comcast because that's their beautiful maiden name, Comcast. They're worse than CNN. I'll tell you something about CNN. Jake Tapper today, he put out, now I know you don't like him. I know who likes him. Who the hell can like
him? He goes on to tell a story there, but he lets Comcast have it. And then a little, just a few seconds later, he refers to MSNBC as, this is beautiful, he says MSDNC. You know, the Democratic National Committee, which is what they are. They're not, the media and the Democratic National Committee are one and the same. He says, he has a funny moment here where he's talking about the fact that he Donald Trump is all the news there is. He's all that there is on the news. And that without him, these left-wing, horrible newspapers, magazines, and TV stations and radio stations would be shorn of their income. Many of them would collapse. Their income would certainly collapse. And he says they wouldn't. They only want to report on Trump. And he says if the Titanic sank today, they wouldn't cover it. Then here's a great funny line. Here it is. I'll play it for you. So. I can't tell jokes the way the president does. Let's see. Here's the president telling the story.
It's total devastation. If a ship goes down, if the Titanic equivalent went down, they wouldn't cover it unless I was on the sucker. They wouldn't cover it. The fake news would not cover the equivalent of the Titanic. But you know what they're going to do before the election? They're going to say, we want it.
So that was a good line there. Now here's a good one. You're going to love this. Hang on. I'm trying to bring you some of the better moments today. You didn't have time to catch it. And of course, you didn't know he was going to go early. He didn't know. And by the way, that's the kind of guy he is. He's expecting to fly out for an 8 p.m. event in Las Vegas. And his staff comes in, you know, says, you know, we got to do this. We got to meet with this ambassador. We got to do this. It's got to happen. We got to move your event forward to noon. And the president says, okay, Gabe, get my shirt and tie and get my good shoes and let's go. Let's see. Probably has several pairs of good shoes. Let's see here. Let me find a spot here where he's in top form again. Here he is. He's talking about, well, you'll hear it.
Mini Mike so far has spent almost $500 million in order to get embarrassed by Pocahontas. And she's mean, isn't she? Do you see the anger on her face? That nervous energy? She's like jumping up and down. She's a mess. But she's mean, right? Right? See, that face is just, she wanted to get him. She said, I got him. I want to see those agreements. You open up those agreements. This poor guy probably signed 100 of them. And each one's a disaster. He said, I don't want to open those agreements. Nobody told me this was going to happen. Nobody told me.
Okay, now what the president just did, he crouched down behind the podium so only his eyes could see over the edge, imitating Mini Mike. And just before that, he did a perfect impersonation of Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas's really mean face. I mean, as I said, I called her, I said when we were listening to the debate, I said, boy, she comes across as this nasty school marm, the kind that has the hard ruler in her hand. And as she goes by your desk, you know, in the schoolhouse, she slaps you on your knuckles. You have to put your knuckles out. She slaps you on your knuckles for talking or chewing gum or, you know, moving around in your chair. Oh, and he imitates her face and she goes, he catches, this man is such a student of humanity. He understands who people are. He gets their expressions, their body language, the spiritual meaning of what they're saying. And that's his incredible talent, one of them.
Get me out of here. You know, after the debate, he went backstage, fired a lot of people. He said, how the hell did you get me into this thing? But anyway, but Pocahontas was really mean. But she's going to be easy. I hope it's her. It's not going to be her. She made a little comeback the other night because she took Minnie Mike to the cleaners. But it's not going to be her.
And his analysis, folks, is so spot on. He says, it's not going to be Elizabeth Warren. He's got it right. Listen, he gives you some more analysis here. You want to know who's going to be the nominee of the Democrats?
It can't be Buttigieg. Can't be, I don't think. Alfred E. Newman. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing President Alfred E. Newman. But see, nobody knows because you're all too young. Nobody knows who Alfred E. It's Mad Magazine.
It's true. You younger people don't remember Mad Magazine, which Donald Trump's generation, my generation, everybody, you know, knew Mad Magazine, and Alfred E. Newman was the mascot of the magazine, a stupid-looking guy with ears sticking out, and his motto was, what, me worry? And then he's going to, the president's about to mention another figure that we all knew, Donald Trump knew, and my generation, we grew up with a figure named Howdy Doody. We will be right back after this break.
And everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good?
Oh, we're back, folks. Welcome back. I'm just enjoying the president's Twitter account here. We were listening to him speaking earlier today in Las Vegas. There was a the president is having such a time that here's one the president put up. This is a YouTube that somebody put up, and the president's tweeting it. Some guy got a complaint from his neighbor because he had a single Trump sign in his yard. And so this guy said, okay, all right, you want to be that way about it? And now there's a picture of his house. He has Trump signs in every window, every few feet in all of his yards, he has a poster board or dummies of Donald Trump standing up everywhere in his yard, Trump banners hanging from his trees, and the Trump signs, he's had them printed up. They're wonderful. It says Trump 2020. But then it also says other things. It says, let's see, let me find it here. I think there's one. Let me see. I have to look hard with my eyes here. Trump 2020 signs. And I thought I saw. Yeah, Trump 2020. I guess they are. They're all Trump 2020 signs. Anyway, so the president puts that up. And just a whole, the whole day here of great tweets. There's another one. You may remember way back in the primaries, there was a little boy who looked like a young Donald Trump, just in perfectly dressed in a black and black suit with dress shoes. And the president saw him in the audience. His dad was holding him up. And the president said, hey, come on up here. Bring your boy up here. And so Donald Trump held this little boy. And remember, he wasn't president yet. We were all just fired up. And you can look back in the crowd behind him, and there are a couple MAGA hats. It wasn't every single person the way it is today. And by the way, he commented on that. He said the enthusiasm today at the rallies he's doing now, he said, is way bigger than it was in 2015 and 16. And so he's holding up this little boy, but somebody, again, the president just having fun, this little cute little blonde-haired little tyke, you know, it looks like he's, you know, I don't know how old he is, 6 years old, 5 years old. And now you're going to hear him. The president asked him a question, but somebody photoshopped the head of Mike Bloomberg on the little boy. So it looks like Donald Trump is holding up mini Mike, this little 3.5 foot Mike Bloomberg. And so it's just funny as heck. But I'll play it for you so you can hear. The little boy is just cute as a dickens. It's one of the greatest videos ever. Let me play it for you. You may remember it. It's so good. He's holding up this little boy.
What's your name?
Nay.
Now, he's supposed to look like Donald Trump, but he's actually much too good looking. You are really
small.
Are you having a good time tonight?
Night.
Where's your daddy? And your mommy, right? Do you want to go back? Do you want to go back to them, or do you want to stay with Donald Trump?
Trump.
That was just magical, that rally. Well, let's go back to the president tonight. What an amazing, this is now going into what, 4 years that we've been, you know, basically on this journey with Donald Trump. And tonight in the rally in Las Vegas, he said, you know what, folks, you know, I did a reality show, The Apprentice. He said, some famous guy in the TV business named Burnett or something said, you know what, the Donald Trump phenomenon, the Donald Trump era, the Trump movement, is the greatest reality show ever, times a million. and where we are, we're right in the middle of it. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old.
It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
We're back, folks, and we've got almost half an hour left here to enjoy tonight in the Trump era. Another victorious day for Donald Trump. Just a, you know, it's easy to take these things for granted. You know, another rally. Oh, the crowd's going wild. Oh, a big success. Well, folks, don't take it for granted. It's a miracle. As I mentioned yesterday, Ryan Newman, this driver, this race driver in the Daytona 500, which will forever be associated with Donald Trump's name. And I so hope that nobody would get hurt in the race for that very reason. And it's such a dangerous race. You know, it's so easy for someone to die or to get horribly injured. So here's Ryan Newman. This is what I'm saying. Don't take it for granted. So much that's happening in this Trump era, the Trump phenomenon, is miraculous. It's not the ordinary course of events. And Ryan Newman's car somewhat symbolized that in the resumed race on Monday. He's coming around the final turn. He's in the lead. It's his race. He's going to win. And then somebody taps him from behind. And his car gets squirrely, goes sideways, goes into the wall. Somebody plows into him on the passenger side, flips his car 20 feet into the air. It's flipping over in the air. The car is disintegrating. Parts, metal, sheet metal, flying off of the car. There's not much left. You look at the still picture. Then the car comes down sideways and upside down. Sparks. He's going 200 miles an hour. Sparks flying everywhere. Flames. Another car hits him. Now he's upside down. Hits him right in the driver's door. He's sitting right there. When was the last time you were hit at 200 miles an hour, upside down, after having been hit on the passenger side and flipping over and going 20 feet in the air? When's the last time that happened to you in your car? Now, at this point, you have to say to yourself, for certain, this driver, Ryan Newman, is dead. He then skids so far down, he skids all the way from the turn to the straightaway and the finish line, and finishes in fourth place, upside down, on fire, in flames, crushed. 20 minutes for the best extraction crews in the world. 100 guys all around his car, the very best firemen, the very best guys with jaws of life, ambulances everywhere. These are the best in the world. You needed to get out of a car in a wreck. These guys could get you out faster than anyone in the world. It took them 20 minutes to get him out. And every second, you know, you're figuring the guy's bleeding to death. He's had his head cut off. His heart is stopped. He's going to die. Every second is precious. 20 minutes? How long can you go without breathing? For how many times? 20 minutes. On fire, upside down. 20 minutes, they got him out of the car. Less than 48 hours later, he walks out of the hospital with his two. It's a miracle. Well, Donald Trump is in the same way. He's a miracle. He had another rally. Ho-hum, another rally today. Big success, huge crowd. Everybody's cheering. They're going wild. Big deal. Uh-huh. How many hundreds of these has he had? It is a big deal, folks. Every day that we wake up and Donald Trump is still alive is a miracle. That the enemies, the forces of evil on this planet that don't want him to exist, that want him to be erased, however they can do it, whatever it would take, a nuclear bomb, an assassin, an induced heart attack, a Mueller fake news, fake Russia hoax, impeachment, lying, scumbag judges. Whatever it would take, at any cost. Look at Mike Bloomberg. He's willing to spend billions of dollars. What's motivating him? What's motivating Mike Bloomberg? His hatred of Donald Trump and the good that Donald Trump represents. So don't take it for granted. The fact that another rally went off, you know, so wonderfully is a miracle. And the president, you know, he didn't cancel the event today. He moved it up to noon. He couldn't do it at 8 o'clock. The business of the presidency did not allow him. He's going to get out there and do it. And speaking of that, he saw today, tonight, let me see if I don't know if I can find it. Let me see if I marked it in my... He saw three people in the crowd. Remember he brought up that little boy way back in the primaries? He said, "Who, young man, come on up here, Daddy." Way back years ago, he's still the same Donald Trump. He saw three people in the crowd. One guy had a great fake news, CNN sucks, really good T-shirt with MSNBC and everything written on it. He said, "Come on up here." And then he sees another guy standing near him with a nice looking suit that is made of bricks. The whole thing. Somehow he had a suit made out of a fabric that is a pattern of bricks. So the man looked like a brick wall, you know, build the wall. And then standing next to him was a woman with a USA red, white, and blue suit on. She was sharp looking, real nice looking gal. And so the president says to the guy with the brick suit on, he says, "You come up here too." And then the lady starts to follow him and he goes, "Are you with him?" And she goes, "Yeah." He says, "Well, come on up here." So they all three come up on the stage. And the Secret Service is having, of course, a heart attack. The president's saying, these guys look okay to me. Don't worry. They don't look like they're going to punch me or anything. Let them come on up. So the three come up there. And then I'll get to the punchline here. He's talking to the guy with the brick wall suit on, and he's talking to the lady in the red, white, and blue outfit. And he says, how long have you two known each other? Or how long have you two been, are you together? And they say, yes. He says, how long have you been together? And the guy's, you know, a middle-aged guy, you know, 40s or something like this. And then here's the punchline. Here's the power of, he said, how many Trump rallies have you been to? He said, 80. 80 he's been to. The president is like floored. And then he says, how long have you two been together? And they said, we met yesterday at your Colorado rally. And they're already a couple. They met yesterday in Colorado at the Colorado rally. And what this bespeaks is the power of, and he said, we're a movement. He said, we're not even tonight. He said, we're not even the Republican Party. We're a movement. And people who voted Democrats all their lives, they're joining our movement, he says. So he's aware. Now, speaking of our movement, next week is the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, at the Gaylord Center in, is it Bethesda? It's just south of Washington, D.C. Yeah, no, National Harbor. It's in National Harbor, just south of the D.C. line. Donald Trump Jr. will be there. I don't know. I have to look it up, whether the president will be speaking there. He has spoken at CPAC. In fact, I heard Donald Trump for the first time speak in 2011 at the CPAC there, right before Rand Paul spoke. I've told that story several times. And but look forward to that, CPAC next week. And in fact, let me go to the CPAC website. Here it is. Let me just see if it says quickly on the site here. Let me just see if it says anything as to who is scheduled. Here's a ticket site here. I lost it. Let me, I'll come back to that. But let me give you the schedule of things coming up. We got action-packed week coming up here. CPAC is one thing. February 22nd, tomorrow, we have the Nevada caucuses. That is going to be very, very interesting how that voting result turns out in Nevada. We'll cover that in our Sunday show from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. Then on February 25th, I think that's a Tuesday, is the South Carolina debate. This is the second debate in which Mini Mike Bloomberg will participate. Several people on TV said today, if Bloomberg does as poorly in the second debate as he did in the first debate, his over $500 million spent on himself, on his campaign, will be entirely flushed. I should have a toilet sound effect now. It will be flushed. He will be toast. He will be down the drain if he does as poorly in South Carolina as he did in Las Vegas. And he very well might, because when you bomb the first time, you're really nervous when you get up the second time. Many of you have ever been on stage and performed. If your first performance was a complete dud, the second one is not easier. Then 3 days later, February 28th, is in North Charleston, South Carolina, a Trump rally, the same day as CPAC. So Trump will be that's the Friday CPAC event, at which Donald Jr. is going to be conducting a panel on how do we handle the left-wing control of social media? How do we handle the massive censorship against the right by the left on all of our media? How do we deal with this? Donald Trump Jr. is taking this on. He's taking the bull by the horns. And let me tell you, this Donald Jr. Trump guy, you don't want to mess with him. He is a chip off the old block. So this is very, very good. Then the next day, February 29th, is the South Carolina primary. Then the next big event in line, and this is spectacular events approaches, folks. March 3rd is Super Tuesday. Now, the way it's looking right now, this is the demon rat dumpster fire is a complete chaos. And on Super Tuesday, here's what the demon rats have to deal with. 1,344 convention delegates will be chosen in these states, all happening on Super Tuesday. Alabama, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Maine, Mississippi, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, and Virginia. It's like that road song, a trucker song. All those states, 14 states in American Samoa. Throw that in there for good luck. So who's going to come out on top there? Bloomberg will be, for the first time, appear on the ballot. I don't know whether he'll appear in all 14 of those states. I don't know whether he got on all 14 ballots. But it's possible out of the total of 4,000 delegates, 1,344 will be chosen on Super Tuesday. Let's say Bernie Sanders does really well and has a big, fat lead. Very hard to overcome that. So we're going to have some really interesting radio on March 3rd. And that's what's coming up here. Let me just check my caller board here. Don't have any calls lined up that I see. I never even gave the call number, I don't think. 800, yes, I did. 800-313-9443 if you want to call in. We have a few minutes left here in the show. We will be meeting up again on Sunday, as I say. We'll be talking about what happens in Nevada tomorrow. Bernie Sanders is expected to win, I think, if I'm reading that right. Biden, I mean, they're hanging on for, you know, by the skin of their teeth, these demon rat candidates. Bloomberg isn't even on the ballot. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens tomorrow in Nevada. Let's go back to the president here. First, I'm going to check his Twitter account in case he's been tweeting to us. And you look at his tweets. He's having so much fun. He's finding these YouTube videos and, you know, spoof videos and funny videos. And he's having just a lot of fun. He's got one here with laughing at the demon rats with Vladimir Putin and with a name under him, chairman of the Republican Party, you know, just laughing at the insanity of these demon rats. Let's go back to the president. Who wants to listen to me if you can hear the president? Here he is today.
They all said, no, howdy doody. See, nobody knows who Alfred E. Newman is. Only the real aficionados, they're the ones that they love it. But that's only 15% of the crowd, right? Am I right? Better than howdy doody and howdy doody.
Pete Buttigieg.
But he's got to learn, you know, he's got to worry about his own city. It's going to hell, so he's got to worry because that city's got a lot of problems. I don't get the whole thing, but he's not a bad debater, I will say. He's probably the best up there. Bernie is too emotional. He's screaming, going crazy. And Biden is angry. Biden is angry. Everything's anger. Gee. And that's what happens when you can't get the words out. No, it does.
And let's go a little later. So he's what do you call it? Handicapping the race there beautifully. better than any of these talking heads you'll ever see on TV. Let me see if I can't find something. I'm just going later in the speech. I'm going here to a part I haven't even heard yet.
You want to protect your family and your loved ones? You must vote Republican in 2020. And you have some great ones here, Michael. Thanks to our tireless efforts to secure the border, we have reduced illegal border crossings 8 straight months in a row. And as the wall gets longer, it gets easier and easier. Remember when the Democrats were saying, you don't need a wall? You know, two things that never change, right? All these computers, they said, use drones. Oh, great, we'll fly over with drones. Watch the people pour in by the thousands. That's great. Use drones. You know, before I came along, they all wanted a wall. They just didn't know how to build it. They had no clue. They had no clue. They had no clue. They had the money. They actually gave the money back. But they had no clue. But as soon as I came in and I said, wall, 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 they went against. And I made a terrible, terrible mistake. You know, they always say I never admit mistakes. I do. But I'll
Let me go. I'm going to go. I found a spot here I wanted to play for you. Here it is. He's talking about us as being a movement. That's what this show is. We're part of a movement. And Donald Trump has shaped us, whipped us into shape. Listen to this.
And we're afraid of him, okay? And the fact is, America is respected again. We're winning. We're winning all over. We're winning in Washington. The Democrats keep losing their minds. That is why millions of registered Democrat voters are leaving their party to join our movement. It's not even a party, it's a movement.
It's a movement.
They're joining the Republican Party. It's true. We have a lot of, look at the energy in this room. They're all fighting. They're all fighting. We're a unified party. The Republican Party has never been unified like it is today. I mean, I'll show you. I could say we're going to go over to the Hilton, or we're going to go over to someplace, and we're going to do a rally at 8 o'clock tonight. We'd have tens of thousands of people. There's never been this. You know, Ronald Reagan was great. I thought he was a great guy, great president, didn't like his policy. Great, that's okay. Trade. But if he came to Las Vegas, you know, they'd have a ballroom. They'd have 500, maybe 1,000 people. What we're doing, and this isn't even, I must say this, I don't want to tell you this. This is not election season. Because
now, by the way, just on that last point, I went to a Ronald Reagan rally in Kansas City, Missouri. Ronald Reagan and Nancy Reagan were both there. I got to shake both of their hands in the line after he spoke. And Donald Trump's right. I think there were about 1,000 of us in that auditorium. That's it. 500, he's right, 500 to 1,000 would be my estimate of the size of our crowd. So I got to shake Ronald Reagan's hand. And that was considered a big deal, a big success back then. Nothing like Trump and his rallies has ever happened before. Ronald Reagan didn't hold a candle to it.
We're 9 months away. You know, election season is 1 year, 2 months away. We're not even in election season, and we have more enthusiasm now, believe it or not, than we had even before the election in 2016.
Now, that's an important point. I'd like to leave that with you, because who should know? Donald Trump's the guy who's standing there in the podium, not in 80 of these events, in all of them, in hundreds of them. And he's telling you, look, the enthusiasm right now, he's looking into our eyes, into our faces. He's hearing our hoarse throats as we shout our cheers. The enthusiasm now in the Trump campaign is greater. And remember how wild we went in 2016. I mean, we went wild. He says, no, that was tame compared to what's going on now. So that's why I say, I redouble my urging to you, go to a Trump rally. That guy who's been to 80, he wears a wall suit. and the people flying, you know, don't wait until there's a rally, like, you know, within 50 miles of you. Don't wait till there's one that, you know, maybe even in your state. If you have to drive from California to Arizona, or drive from, somewhere, you know, Nebraska to Minnesota to get to a Trump rally, do it. You will not be upset. You know, you'll not be disappointed in what happens to you. Let's see. Let me find one last thing here in the oh, I love this. I don't have the time mark on this, but he talks about Tom Steyer, hardly worth mentioning. Tom Steyer, a billionaire who was on the debate stage, and now he's been kicked off. Now, get this. Get how unfair, how rigged the DNC thing is. Tom Steyer, billionaire, who made his money in coal, interestingly enough, whose big thing is climate change. Man, I know you can't make this stuff up. He has spent $250 million of his own money made in coal to promote his climate change candidacy, left-wing wacko. And the DNC changed the rules in midstream on who's eligible to be in the debates, and they kicked Tom Steyer off the stage. He wasn't there in the last debate among the six of them. He's got to struggle to get back on the stage. But now get this. That $250 million that he spent, most of it was in the states where he's not going to be allowed on the stage, Nevada and South Carolina. That $250 million, the lion's share of it was spent in just those two states. And that wasn't enough to get him on the debate stage. Can you believe that? $250 million. Just off the top of your head, do you know how much Donald Trump spent of his own money in his 2016 campaign? Do you know? He talked about it tonight in Las Vegas. He talked about Tom Steyer, and he said, this schmuck, that was the word he used, this schmuck spends $250 million and gets less than 1% of the vote in Iowa. Donald Trump, in this amazing campaign that you and I and all the rest of us here, TalkStream Live and Republic Broadcasting participated in, spent $70 million. That's it. Bloomberg is spending that much in one weekend. It's a miracle. We'll have more of the miracle on Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. See you then.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.